John the Baptist doesn't seem like he cares that much with winning people, making friends, but he does care about influencing people. He wants to see people who come to him be transformed as they go back to their livelihoods. Just as Jesus has the harshest words for the religious leaders and the leaders of his day, so John also has the harshest words for these leaders, calling them a brood of vipers. He warns of the Messiah who will come as the farmer, who comes to his field of wheat expecting a harvest, or comes to his orchard and comes expecting fruit. The bounty which he planted, he should also reap. John is a bit abstract when he says, bear fruit in keeping with repentance. And so the people ask, more pointedly, what should we do? What is it that you want us to do? It's our nature to think that we can fix things by our own efforts, that we can earn the good graces of God through our works, through our actions. John tells it's a more passive activity, that we are to bear fruit. It's not we who bear the fruit. It's not the tree who does it alone, but draws the nutrients from the ground from which it was planted. The sap of the Spirit goes through its veins and flows, bringing nutrients to its leaves and its branches. It is the work of God to bear fruit, and it is the tree's job to cooperate. What should we do, they ask. John's charge, bear fruit in keeping with repentance. This is brilliantly worded. John reminds us that God is that farmer, that Jesus is coming, and the way we ease his coming into the world is by participating in bearing this fruit of the Holy Spirit. We are to embrace our God-given gifts and fulfill the golden rule, which is to love our neighbor as ourselves. Those who have two coats ask, what should we do? And John says, give your surplus to someone who has need. It's a different way of looking at things, that our surplus, our bounty, is not meant to just bless ourselves, but to pour over and overflow to those around us, to be a blessing to our neighbor. To the tax collectors that were crooked, they ask, what should we do? And they're told, don't collect more money than you're supposed to, and pocket it, like we know tax collectors are apt to do. The soldiers, whose job is to enforce the law of the land, they ask, what should we do? And John tells them, don't coerce people. Don't extort people for money. Don't take bribes. It's relevant today, isn't it? This charge to leaders. We look to what's going on in our nation and we realize character matters. Well, it not only matters for our national leaders, but for our local leaders, for our church leaders. Character matters. What we do behind closed doors matters to God. This is one way we can bear fruit in keeping with repentance. John's message is for us to bear fruit in keeping with that repentance. But he's also very concrete here. There are things we can do to manifest the work of God. To sum it up, be the best soldier you can be. Be the best tax collector the most honest tax collector you can be. Be the best version of yourself. I'll never forget one of my seminary professors who summed it up with these four words: don't be a jerk. Don't be a jerk, tax collectors, soldiers, servants, and leaders. The prophet is crying out for us all to bear fruit in keeping with repentance. What you and I do matters to the kingdom. It will ease the passageway of the Messiah who wishes to come to every human heart. We can bear witness as believers to this Messiah who's transformed our lives to become a better version of ourselves, not by our own strength, but by bearing this fruit of the Holy Spirit in our lives. So what shall we do, or what should we do, if we are put into a position of authority and power? We should remember that we are accountable to God, and God sees not only what happens behind closed doors, but also in the human heart. He sees how the impact of what we do in the Spirit betters the lives of our neighbor. This is the golden rule: to love our neighbor as ourselves. We get to bear the fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, and self-control. What should you and I do this Advent season? Really, all year around. God calls us not to be jerks. but rather to be in repentance. But even better, to bear fruit where God has planted us. You may be a middle schooler. You may be a high schooler. God has planted you where you are to bear fruit, to be the best student you can be, the best colleague to your peers. If you're an upperclassman, the best upperclassman to the lowerclassman you can be, to ease the way of Messiah, who wants us to bear the fruit of kindness, self-control, love, and mercy. Whatever we do, whatever our various jobs are, our vocations, John's call to us and the Spirit's call to us is to do that work, not for lip service or for eye service, but to serve our neighbor and to give glory to God who planted us where we are. Whatever we do, it's not small. It's not insignificant. Together, we can change the world. We can make those mountains and lower them and raise those valleys that ease the way of Messiah who's coming into this world. What should we do is a fantastic question. I think it's bold and courageous that they ask this of John. Do you realize it reveals the hearts of those who asked it? That they're open to changing their behavior. They're open to behaving in a different way, for letting the Spirit lead them in what they are about to do. Just as they saw that river, Jordan, flowing down next to John, that river of God's grace and mercy, which poured over their heads and flowed out back into the world, so God's Spirit wants to flow through our lives, over us, where our cups run over in abundance of His mercy and grace and forgiveness, so that we can also be conduits of this transformational power. What shall we do is only possible for us to ask when we have hearts of repentance and humility. It shows and reveals that we don't have all the answers, but we're open We're willing to change. We're willing to be steered by the Holy Spirit. This question, what shall we do, is the essence of repentance. I think I've said this before, but it's worth repeating. My favorite quote from that London Baptist preacher, Charles Spurgeon, decades and decades and decades ago. He says that repentance is not a change of mind. Repentance is a change of the mind itself. It's God transforming our thinking, transforming our behavior. It's taking that sap up through our veins from the ground of Christ's being out into our lives where we bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit, not just for ourselves, but for our neighbors and for the glory of God. What shall we do is answered by what the Spirit leads us to do. And so John invites us to imagine a world full of vipers, a whole brood of them, just like there was a viper in the garden that tempted Adam and Eve. Just like Adam and Eve, we too are living in God's orchard. He's put all this bounty and abundance before us. And we are those trees and those plants planted in that garden. And we are there to bear fruit for Him. And we're also there to enjoy its deliciousness and its nourishment. And so we pray, amen. Come, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen.